Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's get started here. Please go to wiserliving.com, wiserliving.com for those of you who are new and just listening for the first time. And on that initial page, you will see on the right-hand side a pop-up, and you'll also see Skype consultation that you can get. You can click on the Wiser Living TV link and watch all of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. And by subscribing, you will not only get access to the educational videos, but you'll also be informed when a new video is updated or uploaded. You can also get access to our archive radio programs at Wiser Living Radio, and you can check out the menu bar that lists all the articles, programs, and services, Wiser Living seminars, recipes, and products. So do take a look at that at your earliest convenience. And with that, this is Dr. Bud Wiser, and I'm coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken out the time to tune into this broadcast today. I know your time is valuable, and yes, I am truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 29 minutes, we are going to add to our wellness experience. You know, last week's program focused on inflammation and the strategies to reduce it. We found that inflammation was a part of a very complex response of the tissues of the body to harmful stimuli such as irritants, damaged cells, bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites or pathogens. And we finished up by sharing some simple strategies to drastically reduce inflammation. And you can check out the article at our wiserliving.com website. And getting the upper hand on inflammation or most maladies actually requires a lifestyle change. What is that? It's a decision to change. It's a commitment to specific actions for life. Many of us, we seek relief from a particular symptom or set of symptoms as opposed to wellness, which is basically a continuous event, an everyday dynamic set of activities to actually feel vibrant, to feel energized and be able to do what you're called to do. So today, I'd like to focus on a specific vitamin called B3 or niacin. Some other forms of it are nicotinic acid, niacinamide or nicotinamide, and inositol hexaniacinate. So I'm probably going to use these interchangeable. I'll probably stick with the niacinamide, like the way that sounds, a word instead of, and I'll say B3, but they're all niacin or B3. And it's called B3 because B3 was the third vitamin found. So they just appropriately named it B3. That's pretty good, huh? But let me start out with an overview of this niacin. Niacin is obviously a water-soluble B vitamin that functions metabolically as a component of two important coenzymes. Two long words, one being nicotinamide, adenine dinucleotide, or NAD for short. And nicotinamide, adenine, dinucleotide phosphate, or NADP for short, for you science buffs out there, you know that those two ingredients or precursors are very important in Krebs cycle. What is Krebs cycle? In short, one word, two words, energy production. And so these two niacin-containing coenzymes are involved in more than 200 different reactions in the metabolism or the life-sustaining chemical transformation of carbohydrates, amino acids, and fatty acids, which makes it a critical part of supplying energy to maintaining the function of every single cell in your body. And I started this program out by sharing a bit on inflammation. Well, one of the most common problems we begin to experience as we age is problems with normal function of our joints. I mean, they become inflamed, and we call it arthritis. And we have basically just accepted the idea that achy joints, those pains in various parts of the body, and a loss of flexibility or mobility as just the typical signs of getting older. Mobility means using a cane, a crutch, or a walker. And because of that type of thinking, Or maybe I should say because of the lack of activity associated with that type of thinking, it has created a multi-billion dollar market of prescription and over-the-counter medication. And on the other hand, researchers have known for decades that a large percentage of both minor and crippling joint pain and mobility problems could be prevented or corrected, at least corrected, by using niacinamide or the vitamin called B3. And continued research into this vitamin revealed that inadequate amounts of B3 in the diet could be directly responsible for a whole list of physical and mental issues that are considered a normal part of aging, of the aging process. And this list consisted of nervous system impairment that resulted in depression, anxiety, personality changes, a fear of being hurt, an abnormal skin sensation. In addition to that, it was also found that liver enlargement and tenderness, changes in the mucous membranes of the mouth, the tongue, and the vagina, excessive fatigue, impaired joint mobility, again, tenderness of the joint cartilage when it's touched. All of these complaints, including poor muscle strength and diminished work capacity, all of these complaints could be corrected when there was an adequate amount of B3 in your system. Wow. And just to give you a bit of history, you know, I think it should be in order here because before 1941, and this, you know, that number, keep that number stuck in your head because it's going to reveal something here in about, you know, 30 seconds. Before 1941, food staples like bread, flour, and cereal products were made from highly processed, nutrient-empty white flour. Kind of like today, huh? Between 1941 and 1943, some manufacturers began to enrich these foods with niacinamide or other B vitamins, but this was a voluntary program. So in 1943, this voluntary program, what they called a enrichment program of bread, flour, and cereal, became compulsory. And it remained that way during the duration of World War II. So this is something that happened because of the war effort. So they started putting this B3 in the diet as many people started having problems that I mentioned earlier. You know, and so when they put this in the diet, the problems started disappearing. And researchers, they also found that there were four problems that persisted even after the enrichment program was implemented. And these four problems were, number one, fatigue, with decreased muscle strength and work capacity. Number two, it was the loss of balance. Three, depression. And four, impaired joint function. And to this day, these problems are so common in our society that we just write it off as an inevitable byproduct of the aging process. But it has also been proven time and time again that the addition of B3 could correct these problems. It was found that approximately 70% of patients who took between 100 to 300 milligrams of niacinamide demonstrated a greater working capacity and less fatigue after only 30 minutes. It was also found that muscle strength improved in about 30% of the patients, and if the patient continued taking the niacinamide, the improvements were more pronounced. So in the instance of loss of balance, like in conditions such as vertigo, that would be like an extreme one, where everything seemed to be spinning around the room, you know, taking niacinamide gave individuals that had this issue a greater sense of balance. So there are three ways to check for loss of balance. And you might want to, if you can, you're not driving or something like this, you kind of can stand up and do this with me. These three ways to check for loss of balance. You can start by standing on one foot for a minimum of 15 seconds. So you're going to stand on one foot for a minimum of 15 seconds. And next, you're going to stand on the same foot with your eyes closed for a minimum of 15 seconds. So I'm just going to go a few seconds because most of you have already lost your balance. And then finally, while standing on the right foot, raise your left foot up and place the left heel 1 inch, approximately 1 inch in front of your right kneecap. So you stand on your right foot, you're going to take your left foot and stand and place your left heel on, 1 inch above your right kneecap. Keep your hands by your side at the entire time. If you can stand in that position with your eyes open for at least 15 seconds, then repeat the test with your eyes closed for 15 seconds. But, within 2-3 seconds, you're already losing your balance. Now, being able to properly balance yourself, it basically depends on a couple of things. One of these involves certain nerve fibers running up and down your spinal column that tells the brain the location and the angle of each joint in your body. A deficiency of B3, specifically, and the B-complex family of B1, B6, and B12 in general, has been shown to interfere with these pathways and affect your ability to stay balanced. So taking B3 or niacinamide can have a very positive effect on balance. And most people will see gradual improvements over a period of several months. There's the rub. It's not something that you take, get a quick fix, in an hour or two, bang, it's done. No, you've got to consistently do this. And that's why I talk a lot about wellness as opposed to health. One is static, the other is dynamic, something you have to do all the time. So it's a gradual. States of depression related to B3 deficiency are most commonly found in people over the age of 55. Now, remember, supplementing with B3 isn't a cure-all. It's not a cure-all for depression or any other ailment for that matter. But in many cases, it can lead to significant improvement. B3 or niacinamide is kind of unusual when compared to most of the other vitamins because it's easily and it can be quickly integrated, or it enters the bloodstream or the central nervous system very fast. It also has an affinity for the same neurological receptor sites that the benzodiazepine class of drugs are desired to affect. So they both compete for the same site. Now, in saying that, benzodiazepines are basically tranquilizer drugs such as Xanax and Valium and Ativan and Librium. See, other people take Clonopin, Halcyon. Anyway, niacinamide acts as a mild natural tranquilizer, but it's entirely safe and is non-addictive. Why? Because it's a vitamin. It's a water-soluble vitamin in the B-complex family. It's not at all uncommon to begin to experience relaxation and increased energy within 5 to 10 minutes of taking just 100 milligrams of niacinamide. Now, if you take 100 milligrams of niacin, you're going to have this flush where you're kind of like prickly, itching, feeling all over that rush, which is okay, but most people freak out when they do that. But niacinamide doesn't give you that same type of feeling. And as soon as blood levels of niacinamide begin to rise, the vitamin, its calming effect on the central nervous system becomes evident. And researchers in the field of nutritional therapy have helped thousands of people gain relief from joint pain and immobility just by using it. I mean, this is good news, especially in light of the fact that most people at some point in their lives will basically have to deal with arthritis, that inflammation of the joint, or at least severe stiffness, especially morning stiffness. And early studies have documented that everyone past the age of 20 has, in some degree, they have some kind of degeneration or degenerative changes taking place in the cartilage lining their joint, especially people that are doing athletic type, exercises at home, the weekend warriors, they call it, people that on Saturday and Sunday, they're exercising. They're just going crazy with bike riding. All of these things affect the joint. So, and they don't even notice any pain or stiffness yet, but the pressure is actually on those joints. But the damage is simply the result of wear and tear on the joint, normal wear and tear. And it should stand the reason that people who have subjected their joints to more trauma, like athletes or athletics, will exhibit more damage. And we see this in professional athletes, but we don't see this in the weekend athletes, you know, people that are doing, you know, running, jogging, doing your stretches, yoga, weightlifting, you know, things like that. So you're going to still exhibit that damage. And when you're carrying an excessive amount of extra weight on your body, it adversely affects your joints. So by the age of 40, 90%, that's 20 years later, 90% of the population have definite signs of osteoarthritis, which is wear and tear, what we call wear and tear arthritis. So 90% of the population has these definite signs that can be seen on x-ray. And even at this point, the majority of these people will still not experience any arthritic symptoms. So they don't have the warning signs yet. And these symptoms are joint pain, stiffness, or immobility. Now, if you live long enough, you will experience symptoms of arthritis. But fortunately, niacinamide has been shown to go a long, long way in both preventing and minimizing arthritic joints, as well as increasing the range of motion of people who have difficulty raising their arms above their shoulder level. And even though niacinamide is not considered to have anti-inflammatory properties per se, it apparently has the ability to trigger actual repair of the joint surfaces. Yes, I did say repair. Repair the joint surfaces that leads to a dramatic reduction of pain and leads to a dramatic reduction in inflammation. That's why I started this program off giving a little introduction on inflammation that we actually talked about last week. So you might want to tune into that broadcast last week and listen in on that. When you consider all the side effects and risks associated with anti-inflammatory drugs like prednisone and cortisone, niacinamide can be a welcome alternative. And again, I want to reiterate that niacinamide is not a cure-all. It's or something that will work in every single case. Obviously, you know, some joints have been damaged so severely that nothing will help short of a complete knee or hip replacement. As an example, if you have bone on bone, I mean, there's not much you can do with this. You can't repair something that's not there. But I can think of a few instances that where niacinamide can be effective in treating arthritis and other conditions. There's a handful. So let me go through those real quickly. Number one is that adequate protein is necessary for joint repair. Cartilages high in protein, and without an adequate intake of protein, repair can't take place. So if you want the B-complex vitamins in general and niacinamide in specifically to work, you need adequate amounts of protein. And that's why it's important it's a good idea to take protein, a protein powder supplement, if you're suffering from arthritis. Something like anywhere between 17 to 34 grams of, say, whey protein or pea protein, if you're a vegetarian, which is dairy-free, mixed with water or milk would be a good thing to do. Point two, but make sure you have the right ingredients. You can't just go to the store and get any kind of a protein, because most of that powdered protein has the wrong sugar in it, which is counterproductive. Point number two is that all of the B vitamins work in conjunction with each other. This means that you can expect better results if you take niacinamide along with a good plant matrix multivitamin mineral that has a broad balance of B vitamins. So make sure it's plant-based, though, and not the synthetic kind. Point number three, don't expect a joint to heal properly if it's continually being traumatized by repetitive use or abuse or excess weight. I mean, I want that to really settle. I want it to land where you remember this. Don't expect a joint to heal properly if it's still traumatized. I mean, some people, like people that work in the rug carpet laying business, they have that little instrument where they hit it with their knee to stretch the carpet as they're, you know, along the edges, and they get this knee trauma. Or people that are on their knees with concrete, you know, smoothing out concrete. That's a repetitive trauma to the joint, to the knee joint. So it's not going to heal properly if it's traumatized like that. And obesity, once again, is also, it creates a constant trauma to all of the weight-bearing joints. And I know some of you are thinking right now, well, you know, obesity, you look at, well, I'm not 100 pounds overweight. I'm not 200 pounds overweight. No, if you're 30 pounds overweight, and in reality, 15 to 20 can be devastating to the joint surface. But you're not. It's not going to be primary. It's going to be a while before that, you know, you actually feel it. So wearing the proper shoes is one way to minimize routine joint pressure. This is for people who are going to work and they're walking a lot on hard surfaces. Obviously, the thinner the shoe, the better. And if it doesn't have a rubber sole, it's even better because that, you know, of earthing, which we've talked about before. But obviously, you can't wear those if you are walking on hard surfaces for six, 7 hours a day. Point number four. Another reason niacinamide might not be effective has to do with the product itself. You know, many of the niacinamide products contain preservatives that seem to render the niacinamide less effective. Like many vitamins and minerals, they are synthetic and are basically ground up rocks. And so we weren't designed to break down that kind of stuff and utilize it. So, but you know, you get that the body needs it so badly that you'll get some utilization, but nowhere near the utilization that you can receive if it's in a plant matrix form. So make sure it's a plant matrix. So once again, you want plant matrix. I want to drive that point home. Plant matrix. And your niacinamide should also be free of preservatives, fillers, or excipients. Excipients is just a nice word that explains or identifies inactive substances that serve as a vehicle or medium for the active substances. And in short, they put these fillers in there, and they may just put a little bit of the niacinamide for profit reasons. And finally, number five, one of the most common reasons that niacinamide therapy fails has to do with the amount being used. Niacinamide is quickly absorbed in the bloodstream and the central nervous system. And that's important because it also clears from the body quite rapidly. You know, body levels begin to rise, or blood levels begin to rise within 15 minutes of taking niacinamide, and they peak about an hour and a half later. So at 3 hours after ingestion, most of the niacinamide has been cleared from the body. And this is the reason niacinamide must be taken at regular intervals. You notice that a good vitamin you'll take, say you're taking four, like I take four vitamins, and I'll take two, say, phytomatrix vitamins and minerals, and two in the morning and two later in the day. Because if they're water soluble, which means they're not going to stay in the body continuously longer, like a fat soluble vitamin, like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, something like that. So what does that mean? This is the reason niacinamide must be taken at regular intervals during the day, which means that a bit of planning and some discipline needs to come into play. Remember, wellness is a dynamic, continuous, rest-of-your-life lifestyle change. Because most people, they ask me, you know, how long do I have to take this for the rest of their life? Because it's not in their food supply. So you have to make a conscious decision to do this. And the proper use of niacinamide could reduce medical expenses. If you did this, it could reduce medical expenses in this country by billions of dollars. And even more important, it could prevent the disability and premature deaths of millions of people. So that's how important this is. I mean, there's a significant amount of research that has shown that niacinamide can often prevent or slow the progression of and at times even reverse diabetes. Now, diabetes results when the pancreas loses the ability to produce enough insulin to properly regulate blood glucose. So, which leads to what? It leads to high sugar levels, severe damage of the blood vessels and circulatory system, which then can lead to atherosclerosis or clogging of the arteries, nerve damage, and that ever-present danger of ketoacidosis. What is that? That's where, if it's left untreated, it could lead to a coma and even death. Now, what creates all of this? Well, a poor diet, exposure to chemical toxins, viral infections, free radical damage, and just a variety of other factors that may or may not develop this disease, develop into this disease, or develop into this disease during a person's lifetime. I mean, I can't even go into all of it because of, in interest of time. And there are millions of people who have diabetes, and they don't even know it. So diabetes is an enormous drain on the healthcare system, and researchers have shown that niacinamide acts as a protective antioxidant. Niacinamide stimulates the pancreas to secrete more insulin and increases the insulin sensitivity within the cell. Now, it also can prevent the autoimmune destruction of the pancreatic cells that produce insulin. And this autoimmune destruction actually starts at birth, because a lot of babies aren't breastfed, and the parents are on poor diets. So while the use of niacinamide may seem simple, please don't let the simplicity downgrade its effectiveness. When the right niacinamide is taken correctly, it can cause some amazing psychological and physical transformation. I mean, the research for anti-aging potions is certainly the rage in this era. I mean, everybody's from face, you know, stuff you put on your face to inside. Everybody wants to feel younger, look younger, and act younger. And I support the idea of living as long as possible. And I think sometimes we actually forget to consider that the quality of life must also be taken in consideration. Quality, not quantity, but quality. So, and obviously you want them both, but you really want quality over quantity, because living at any age with constant arthritic joint pain, immobility, having to use a cane or a crutch or a walker to get around, or stiffness associated, all this together will certainly lower the quality of life, as will constant fatigue, as will loss of balance, as will depression, because a lot of this will lead to a minor depression, which you'll try to compensate by watching television. You know, television, because it's going to tell you a vision or keep you from reality, which is good in a way. And then you medicate on top of the television, and so you never address what's actually happening to you. It's like you're on a drug. Think about that for a moment. Quality of life, loss of balance. You know, most of us have been led to believe that these problems are just part of the aging process. And I keep saying it over and over again, but that's not necessarily the case. You know, discovering that the consistent use of niacinamide can help prevent arthritis and several other problems. And that are commonly, the problems that are commonly associated with the aging process. So I think it's good news that with niacinamide, it can reverse this. And in knowing that it's a safe, low cost, effective alternative for the suffering that people are going through, to me is worth looking into. It's worth drawing up a game plan to take it every day, because arthritis is no joke. It's debilitating. So let me give you as the time is getting to the end, let me give you some dietary sources of B3 and niacin or niacinamide. Lean meat, poultry, fish, and peanuts are good sources of both niacin and tryptophan, the precursor. Tryptophan is the precursor to B3. And organ meats, brewer's yeast, milk, legumes, peanuts, and peanut butter are the best sources of niacin. And niacin is also synthesized by the intestinal bacteria. So you got to make sure your gut flora. So go to wiseliving.com and check out some of those recipes we have on fermented foods. So remember to check out wiseliving.com. Remember too that wellness solutions is something that you have to take time to do. And check out the articles, the recipes, and the nutritional products. And thank you for your continued support. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. This is Dr. Budweiser. We'll see you next time.